We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, in the middle of Siman Shin Ayin Vav. The halacha of a pit and a well between two courtyards. Siv Beis, on page 490, Rishman Be'emah Beis. Says the Mechaber, Be'er, a well. Shebe'emza Hashvil, that's in the middle of the path, Be'en Shnei Kos L'Chatzeres, between the two walls of the courtyards. Alpha Be'ishim Mufleges, M'Kaisel Zerbar Abar Tvach. Even though it's at a distance of this wall for Tvachim. When the Kaisel Zabar Tvachim, and from this wall for Tvachim, as the Dirshu 13 makes the picture, you see that's the path separating between the two courtyards, and it's a distance of four Tvachim from either one. Both of them could draw from it. They don't need any ledges on top of them, any protrusions. Because no one can make his friend forbidden through a path of airspace. Specifically, that the courtyards are not open to the path. Is only with windows. That's the Torah, the Magid Mishnah, the Perigimel. Some say, if they're not four tefachim away, they make it forbidden even in such a case. It's precisely in the Mirash. Says Mishnah, a well, that's in the middle of the path, and that is Shesh Kimin Mavik Katan. It's like a small alleyway. Mafsig ben shnei achatzeres, that separates between the two courtyards. And that's associated with both the courtyards. And the pit is in the middle. And they lower the pitcher inside of it. Through the window in the wall of the courtyards. Even though it's a distance from each wall. For tvachim, both of them could draw from it. Now, Maloshin Damashman, this wording, it sounds like the Kolshkin, or the more so, Kishimuf, like his pocket is my bar tvachim, that when it's a distance less than a four tvachim. But Tom, the reason is the Tash Mishu Derech Halon, a utility that's through the window. Svir Lilladezu, this opinion holds that Tom and Mikri Derech Abed, that's always called, so to speak, the path of ear space. Being Shimuf, like a bar tvachim, whether it's a distance of four tvachim, maybe pocket is my bar tvachim, whether it's less than four tvachim. Masha, I mean, and therefore that's not a problem because you can't make it forbidden through ear space. Masha calls the Balashin Kolshkin. This iterates in the wording of all the more so that that is the loyma boy. I don't have to tell you mepachas on bar tefachim that if it's less than four tefachim, the tashmisha benachas lachatz asamach, that it's convenient utility for the neighboring courtyard. Svir l'ladeizu that this opinion holds without the in chaveris. The short friend doesn't make it forbidden. Af shal ir biyachad, even though that they did not make an ir together as one. Elafila, that's the wording. Even if imu muflik about tefachim, even though it's a distance of four tefachim. That also for the neighboring courtyard is not convenient. Even so, in chaver oisolav, his neighbor does not make it forbidden on them, given the intashmishin al derech aver, since ultimately the utility is only through the airspace. Sivkot and Yud Gimel, and in Shichem Zizim, they don't need to have ledges coming out. That is Bala Fukim and Mandam Begemar is coming to exclude from the opinion that says the Gemara Debin Davka that you need specifically Shriyetzikol Echad. Each one has to have coming out ziz kolshu ledge mikosli adlabar from his wall until the pit. Like carry as a recognition that in general people won't come to carry from one domain to another domain. Sivkot and Yudal. So the Rama said that specifically when the courtyards are not open to the path, rak bechalon is only through windows. Does have a tashmish milu hatlimna be'er. So then the utility of the filling up the bucket from the well is rak derech aver. It's only through ear space. When there are openings from the courtyards to the path. Imkin, if that's the case, so that path reshush name shodes by tamid betashmish gamer is constantly used for regular utility for both domains. Why can't therefore uslash tamish boy? If it's forbidden to utilize it, a fill of derech aver, even if you're going to do it through the windows. Because then the path is like a courtyard that's no eruv. For us, and it's forbidden because much like everybody as long as they did not make an air together as one, that's a lot of season money, and actually, even with protruding ledges, it's not going to be effective. So, Sharat Zion, Eish Tezain says, whether it's a distance from the wall of Fort Fachim or less than Fort Fachim, since the path is like a Chatzish and Murebis, it's a problem. And this is not going to be a problem, Sipkan Dad writes that, permit according to the first opinion, when it's less than Fort Fachim, all the Achrim already wonder on him. And their opinion is that according to the Rambam, even by Fort Tvachim, and when it's open to the Chatzar, is Mutter, since now it's utilized through the windows, but the Rambam says regarding this, like the Shittas Rashi, and other places came, that when it's open, in all cases, forbidden. The Arfan Lachrim, they're right, that Ramah holds that also the Rambam would agree to the other place, that when it's open to the Shvil, to the path, it's forbidden in all situations. But those who write that it's actually a Toy Sefer in the Magen Avraham, look at Toy Shabbat, Max Shekel, and other Achrein, Sivkot and Tezvav. And the Ramah brought over Yeshem, some say the Main and the Hulu, that if they're not a distance of Fort Fachim, they make it forbidden even in such a case. So day is severely the hepech midei kamaisa. This has been held the opposite of the first bin. The ain lahat the one should not permit rak dafkes, but only specifically shabar muflik min kus lachatzeres abar tvachem. When the pit is far from the walls of lachatzeres for tvachem, the oz mikar tash meshter chabed. Then the utility is considered through the airspace. I'm kshub pachis mabar tvachem l'shem, but when it's less than for tvachem, the both of them the mikar der chabed that's not called through the airspace lachosh batash b'shloshem b'achas. Rather, it's considered commin utility for both them. Voices zelz and then they make a bidden on each other. For the main kusachem lachatzeres, even if they're not open to the courtyards, v'tash mishn rak der chalunch b'kaisel, and the utility is only through the windows. The wall, and the Chayim rule like this opinion, which the Shart Sim brings from the Levosh, the Rabban, Shulchan Aruch Rabban. Truth is, the Sheets Rambam, the Sheet is a Yachid, the Rashi, the Petzikaj, Ritva, the Turab, and Yerucham. They all hold like this one sheet, like Rashi, that Dafka when it's four distance, a four Tvachim distance from the wall. Look and place it with it. There is Machab even more. They say it brings up Tzarchin a little bit. Why it doesn't quote in Shulchan Aruch?
Siv Gimel, the Mechaba continues. Shtei Chatzers, two courtyards, who benim Shleish Chodavis, and between them were three dilapidated buildings, three ruins, as the Dishur number 19 brings the picture. You have homes, and then you have between them these three churvas. Kolechad Mutabaisa Shaatzlai. So each home is permitted in the churva that's near it. L'shtamash b'der chalayin is to utilize it through their windows. Ideas rik by throwing. V'mtzois, the middle one, Mertes L'shem is permitted for both of them. V'mhoish L'shtun Smuk Slabatim. Now if the three of them were close to the homes, that, how is that possible? Shaisim Tzois, as Gittin Tafresh Mimbam Amadalv, Kenegad Ashtayim. That the middle one was opposite the two of them, Kishleisha Rashi Kankan, like the three heads of the jug, which are like a tripod. Kol echad muta b'chur b'shatzlai. So each one is permitted by the churba that's next. And vashlishes hakor l'shtei chatzis. The third one, which is actually close to both of them, asur l'shtein, is forbidden to both of them. It says the Mishnah Berurah sifkat and tezayin. So if you have two courtyards and between them are shleisha chadavos, three ruins, shein bem dirim, which don't have any residents, uprutzu zu lezu b'yisim esav amos, and they breach one to the other in an area more than 10 amos. V'yesh l'kol achas mehachatzeres, and each one of the courtyards have chaloines, windows that are psuchas l'chadavos shaslam, that open to the ruins that are next to them. Shaydeim, they threw them. Hemishtam shemem la dizrika, that they utilize that area through throwing. So sifkat kof yedzayin. So we say each one permitted with the one that's next to him. And the reason since there's no real complete utility during the weekday, it doesn't really have a doorway open, only a window, as the Shaar Tzina Chav says, because if there would be an opening open to it, then we would qualify the Chorobas as Chatzeris, and then it would make a forbidden one on the other when they don't make an air together as one. So there's no opening. El chalon says the Mishnah Berurah, only a window. So ain pirtz as a mechita. So shabrut zul azu aser. So the breaching of the walls that are open one to the other doesn't make it forbidden. But l'shamash b'kuli, you're allowed to utilize the whole thing. The chaver and yochaleso olam, and his friend cannot make it forbidden on him. Even though his friend also utilized during the week, the Zrika, through throwing shazirik derech aver shaloi bepritz, that he throws through his airspace in the breach until this ruin. Since his friend doesn't have utility, kimal dezrika, but aver merachik only by throwing the airspace from a distance, and yochalasolav, he cannot make it forbidden on this one who's closer to it. Sivkat and Yudchas. So each one is permitted, but it's just like to the one that's near him, but by the one that's near his friend. And Yochel Shtamash B'Shabbos Adiz Yigabab. You cannot utilize on Shabbos by throwing in the ears, because it makes it forbidden him. Because it belongs to the other guy more. Because for him it's also an easy utility, not through the earspace. By just lowering it downwards next to his window. Sivkot Yutaz, in the middle one, Sheyamed is Beshavah Ben Shtei Chorobas, that's in middle sandwich between the two other ruins. Sivkot and Chav Muteres Lishneim is permitted from both of them. The reason is Kibeshir Chaykib Shneim is since it's far from both of them. Vein Lishneim, but Tash Meshem, both don't have utility over there. Kimal Dizrikab Amr only by throwing in the airspace. Derech Achravus Smuchas La through the ruins that's near to each one of them. In Oisim Zelza, so therefore they don't make a forbidden one on the other. Sivkot and Chaval. Now, if the three of them were close to the homes, that is, the middle one was opposite the other two. Sivkat and Chavav, Kenegad Ashtayim. Ritzom, what does it say? Shalisa Meshucha, that it was drawn away, Kenegad Eich Nech Rabbis, opposite the length of the two ruins. Umagas, Shtei Rishel, Shnei Chatzeres, and that the two ends reached the two courtyards, Kezeh, like the on the bottom of the Mishabur brings the picture. As you see, there's two churvas that are parallel to the chatzis. Then you have the churva that runs perpendicular, that the two ends hit the two other chatzeres, whereas the Dirsha 22 brings the picture, which is a little hard to see, but there's one that runs perpendicular. So then, Sivka and Chabez, then each one's permitted in the churva that's next to him, but the third one, that's close to the two chatzeres, is asur l'shtein, is forbidden to both of them. And the reason, l'fisha yesh l'shtein, tashmish noyach, because you have for both of them an easy utility, samach l'chaloin, near the window, al yeshul shabait, lowering, into this third one that's, you know, close to, on either end to each one of them. But isim zalza, and if make it forbidden one on the other, v'avagav d'shtayim asmuch, even though the two close ones, prudz islam tzoya oyser, are breached to that middle one that's forbidden, l'achmach rachmanan, l'achmach rabban, their apes were not so stringent, m'mokim shein l'tashmash gom, in the place where it doesn't have really full utility, shein asim shempar tzash be forbidden, because it's breached to a forbidden area, says Rashi. Siv dalv, based on kisa shebein shnei batim, a laboratory that's between two homes, v'le every yachad, they did not make an air together, rishush shnei and shalat, despite the domain that both of them is on it, and therefore they're forbidden. Says a bathroom between two homes that did not make an eruv together, rishush nei and shalitz by the domain of both of them has control over it. Ayin la'el submission and hayes of gimel ba'go and the b'mishnah brurah the ma'ayin that's too much a mokim meisha beis akise that the place of the seat of the bathroom haybin yuchel l'chalech l'ba'adoy was designated for each one individually. It's only the pit that's beneath them, where the waste matter falls, that belongs to both of them. But each one had their own private bathroom. Okay, and also, therefore, it's forbidden to make some, because that's taking it out from his domain to the shared domain, that they did not make an Erev together, which the Sharetz and Abel, but but if the place of where the seat was belonged to both of them, then actually it wouldn't be permitted. But the Sharatzin Ois Chafei says, I did not quote the words of Magen Avraham Siv Katan Tez, that because over here we're talking about regarding a Beis Akisa of two homes, and we don't need that, like he writes in Chazal Bikvei, that Magen Avraham does not need a Svar only because that in the Darchim Moshe he mentions also a Beis Akisa between two Chatzeres. Siv Bismay that disagrees and they can survive the Magen Avraham. Here we're talking about between two Batim. There's also a Sharatin Chof Gimel and Sivkon Chof Aleph that same thing is if it's close to them with less than Dal Tvachim, even if it's not actually touching that perpendicular churva to the two chatzers. But says Mishmur further, he says that Avon Gam Mokayim Moishav Shalach Hashem. That's why he said Mutar Ben Pimit Sivkon Chof Dal. The Ramah said Ein Lel Shemesh Shon Hey. The Shemavu Ba'Agob Siv Gimel. Did you see in the Ramah Prati Adin the specifics of the halachas? Avon Gam also the Meshachav LeEver. They forgot they did not make an error, but the Eved Mutal upon us after the fact is permitted for one to go to relieve himself. The Gol Kavod Rabbis. How great is the dignity of the creatures that we allowed certain dispensations for going to the bathroom. Be Halacha and the Ramaschal. Because a person does not make forbidden on his friend through the airspace. So Lima Shabru, which is Sivkot and Tezvav, that the Sukkumas of Pleskim is like the pin of the Ramah. The Tzavke, if it's distance of four Tvachim, the Chayin asked from Shinarin Hey, that the people that have been passed to make it forbidden on people of Chatzah, even though it's a distance of four Tvachim, says, I saw that this is already asked in the Chalish Rashba that was recently printed. And the answer is that over there is when they make a mountain in a partnership, and during the weekday, they both utilize it through the Chatzah. So therefore, it's not just a Tashmash of Aver. And that's how he writes over there. So in the last answer, look over there. And the Bach was Mechavan to his words on his own. Look over there. Between them, there's three ruins. Now, Shitz Rashi is the Dafka when you don't have for these charavas, these ruins, any other bailam. Rather, the people of the courtyard are partners in these ruins. Because if it had other owners, and even though we hold that a base of Tevin, a place where straw is kept, since it's not a base deer, it's not a residence, not forbidden, it doesn't make it forbidden on others. But inside of it, it is forbidden to carry, and Mimela would be forbidden to throw inside that area. And that's also the pin of Balamar, the Shrashba brings it, that's also the pin of the Arivet, but in Taisus, they bring in the name of the Ri, disagrees on Rashi, and he holds that even if they have Bailam, it's also permitted because it's not a base dira, and that's also the pin of the Rash and the Rashba, and like them, the Paskins, the Tur, and there's a ruin, the Ben Yerucham, sounds like they're coined like that, and it's a Pel on the Shulchan Aruch, that it doesn't bring his opinion regarding this. And that's possible from the fact that Rishayim did not differentiate. It sounds like that also, that in all cases, is going to be permitted, and Lush Paskins explicitly it's permitted, even when there are Bailam, and that's our Shulchan Aruch Harav Paskins. Some of the Dirshu. Dirshu number 14, we said the case of the shvil, where this pit is between the two chatzeres, it's like a small mavi. In other words, it's an area that's Rosh Hashanah. Because if this path was mefulish, open on the two sides of Karmelus and Rosh Hashanah, that we see in Shulchan Aruch and Shinun Dal, it's forbidden to draw from the pit when it's a distance of 4 tefachim from the homes. Only if you have around it a chulya, some type of a perimeter that's 10 tefachim high. This is number 15. We said that it belongs to both chatzeres, but if let's say the well belongs only to the members of one chatzer, so we give it to them for all their utility. Our Chashokhan adds on that even if during the weekday they give permission to the members of the other chatzer to draw water from it, or even Shabbos, it would be forbidden for them to draw because there's no logic that through the favor that they do them during the weekday that they should cause them a loss on Shabbos. Dish number 16. Another reason, right, to taste the Shabbos, that when you don't have between the be'er and the wall, Fort Fachem, the area between them is considered makom ptur, so it's bottled to the two chatzers. And therefore, they could draw the water from the well to their chatzer through makom ptur, like it's explained in Shinun Dal Sif Katan Dal. He adds on that this is forbidden Shulchan Aruch later on, Sif Gimel, regarding a churba, to utilize through the window. That's because they usually utilize and have much utility in the churba, and they make it forbidden, even though they're not far one from the other four tzvachim, which is not the case by a be'er, a well, that they don't have any utility there except for drawing water. There's number 17. Said since the utility is only derech aver, now if the well is close to one chatzar within four tefachim and to the other one is further away than four tefachim or exactly four tefachim, the Aruch HaShulchan writes that you give it to the closer chatzar. And that's the written Mishbur in Shinayin Hesav Katan Zayin regarding a pillar in the chatzar, that if it's four tefachim away from the pesas, you give it to the chatzar. There's number 18, from the wording of the Ramad that he writes, that Davka Kishin Chatzeres Pesuch L'Shvil, only if there's no openings from the courtyard to the path, sounds like that he's like as if he's coming to explain the words of Shulchan Aruch. The Tzai Shabbos asks that Shulchan Aruch quotes Lashon Rambam, and the Magabishan is Medayik from the Stimus Lashon Rambam, that it permits also when the Chatzeres open up into the Shvil, in the case that you're drawing water through the windows. And the reason, writes the Tzai Shabbos, is that since the primary utility is through the airspace, you go after the primary utility, even though there is an opening. Achatzah Shekel explains that since they did not make an air, and the Shabbos is forbidden for them to utilize in the path through the chatzer, so the window is considered the primary utility. So if that's the case, why doesn't the Rama write, some say that Davka? Achatzah Shekel writes that we find that that's the norm of the Rama in many places, that it's not explicitly explain the Shulchan Aruch opposite, that it doesn't write a wording of Yesh Aymrim, even though then that in truth you're right that the Shulchan Aruch would disagree on what he's saying. Dishra number 20. If the members of a house have a permanent utility in the Churva, the Chazon Ish writes that even according to Shita's Rashi, the members of the Churva do not make it, if there's owners, do not make it forbidden on them. Because regarding Dira, it doesn't depend on a Kinyan Mammon. Rather, it depends on a residential utility. And when the utility of the house members are kavua, and the utility of the owners of the churba are arai, or temporary, consider as if the utility of the members of the house next door are benachas, are in communion, and that of the owners of the churba are difficult, that you give the place actually to the one that the utility is benachas, is communion. Chaznish is lengthy. In many different cases of adira, without bailam, when is it forbidden, when is it or makes it forbidden. And the said advarm is that in the place where you have for one of them a utility of a dearest chatzar, for example, that the Rishus opens to his house, and for his friend, it's an inferior utility from the actual utility, which it doesn't function as residential utilities. For example, it just stores wood, or because of the form of the utility, that it's more difficult than for the first one. For example, let's say he has to lower or throw. So then the residents are considered the resource of this one that has utility of the residents of the chatzar, and his friend does not make it forbidden on him to place. So there's many different cases. So for example, number one, when the Bailam don't utilize the residents, or they use it for storing wood or straw, which is not a shimush of a dearest chatzar, or lowering down the throwing, which is a difficult utility. And there's a neighbor that his house opens up to that resident and he uses it in convenience. Also according to Rashi, the Bailam would not make the residents forbidden, as we mentioned. As Nish elsewhere discussed, what's considered Shimushi Chatzar. Number two, when the Bailam don't use it at all, and the neighbor utilizes it for storing water, straw, or lowering or throwing, according to Rashi, the Bailam would make it forbidden on the neighbor. According to Taisus, they would not make it forbidden on him. Now, the reason that according to Rashi would be forbidden is because the inferior utility of the neighbor does not have the power to make the residence secondary to him and to remove it from the owner, even though the Bailam don't use it at all, and for sure when he does utilize it. Number three, when the Bailam and the neighbors utilize of a straw, according to Rashi, they can make it forbidden. According to Taisus, they don't make it forbidden. Number four, when the Bailim utilize it for straw and the neighbor utilizes it by lowering it down, according to Rashi, they would make a forbidden, according to Tais, they would not make a forbidden. Number five, when the Bailim utilize it, a full utility with lowering down, the neighbor uses it for straw, according to all opinions, the Bailim would make a forbidden. Number six, when the Bailim utilize it by lowering down, and also the neighbor uses it by lowering down, according to all opinions, the Bailim would make a forbidden. Number seven, when the Bailim don't utilize it at all, or they utilize it for straw, and the neighbor does not utilize it at all, according to Rashi, the Bailim would make a forbidden, according to Tais, they would not make a forbidden. Number eight, when the with two partners in the residence, and one utilizing the chatzar or other places that open up to the house, household utilities through the opening, and the second one does not utilize it at all, or utilize it with lowering or for straw, you give it to the one that his utilities through his opening. Number nine, in such a case, if one of them does not utilize it at all, and the second one uses it for lowering down, according to all opinions, you give it to the one that uses it with lowering down. Number 10, like we mentioned, now, if one of them doesn't utilize it at all and the second one uses it for straw, according to all opinions, we give it to the one that utilizes it for straw. Number 11, the same type of case. If one utilizes it for straw and the second one for lowering down, you give it to the one that utilizes for lowering down, because the tashmisha dira, even though it's difficult, are better than tashmisha that are not dira related, even though it's benachas for convenience. Number 12, when both utilize for straw, according to Rashi, tsarch in, if we make it forbidden, according to Tais, it would not make it forbidden, only if it opens up. If there's an opening, or with children were lowering them, because according to their shita, only a tashmash of deer makes it forbidden. Issue number 21 said maybe that the Shulchan Aruch was not machalik, so that's why it sounds like that. Yeah, he would agree in all cases it would be permitted. So mashmas of the words of the bialach is that he holds that the pinyan Shulchan Aruch is like the pinyan Tosis, that a deer without bialim does not make it forbidden. However, regarding 10 homes, one within the other one, in a way that the two inner ones did not join the Erev, the Shatzin writes in Shinai and Sivkot and Chavav, that the halacha depends on the machlikas Rashi and Tais that we mentioned. Mishmur, but there is Saisim that it's forbidden to carry from the home, the outer home, to the inner ones. Lachaira, it seems from this that he holds the halacha like Rashi and Sarachim. The Eben Ha'ezer and Shin Samach Gimel Paskins like Shitas Rashi, and also the Beis Meir and Shinai and Aleph, he writes that one should be Machmer like Shitas Rashi. And Pinchas Nish, there's a big Mavucha that in many places he passes like Rashi. However, in some later Simonim, he's Machri like Tosis. And Simon Tzadi Vav, Chaznish quotes the Achra the Bir Alacha. In Shin Alachas, he writes that Maskana of the Chaznish is like Tosis. And Sevet Bin Simcha, he brings a letter from Chaim Kanis, he writes, says, I also realized these points. And look in some Pevav that he was actually Rashi, but it says Kinir, like it seems these some of them were written before he was Aymed on the Sugya of Churva, and after he reached the Sugya, his Bevar Adonyonim, he agreed to be Mekel. He says, we find this many times by the Chazanish. And Afkamina, that's common in this halacha, someone that leaves his house for Shabbos and his Masich, that's from coming back, which we spoke about in Shinai and Sevalov, is permitted to carry from the other homes or from the Chatzot to this house. It depends on this discussion if Lalacha Dir B'lai Bailim is going to be Aser. Issue number 23. We said the problem with going to the bathroom is that you make you being mitzi from your shush to rishus hashutfin that you did not make an erev. Chaznish asks that it does not take effect a name of an object on the excrement until it comes out of the body. If that's the case, the excrement is not considered like kilim shasharz bebayis because it wasn't even here. And if it wasn't Shabbos Bebayis, so then there's no issur of carrying it out from the chatzar, from one chatzar to another chatzar. It means with tzorach in gadol, why is this even a problem?